शक्तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते। तप्तकांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय। नमो महाबलान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरि हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो टुडे इज फेस्टिवल ऑफ स्नान यात्रा डिवाइन वेडिंग ऑफ लॉर्ड चैतन्य जगन्नाथ जी। सो विल बी डिवाइड अवर क्लास सम पार्ट वी विल टॉक अबाउट स्नान यात्रा एंड आल्सो टुडे डिसअपीयरेंस डे ऑफ मुकुंद दत्त। सम टाइम वी विल डेडिकेट टू मुकुंद दत्त अबाउट डिसअपीयरेंस एंड मीनवाइल और मेन सब्जेक्ट मैटर श्रीमद् भागवतम। सो टुडे वी विल रीड फ्रॉम 10th कांटो चैप्टर 20 एंड टेक्स्ट 38। सो प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी। गाधवारी चरास्तापम् अभिदन शरकर्गजम् अभिदन शरद अर्कजम् यथा दरिद्रः कृपणः कुटुम्ब्य वितेन्द्रियः। गाधवारिचरः Those who were moving in shallow water, tapam, suffering, abhidan, experienced, sarat arkajam, due to the sun in the autumn season, yatha, as daridra, a poor person, कृपणः माइजरली कुटुंबी ऑब्जर्व्ड इन फैमिली लाइफ अभिजित इंद्रियः हु हैज नॉट कंट्रोल द सेंसेस translation and purport. Translation. Just as a miserly poverty stricken person overly absorbed in family life suffers because he can't control his senses, the fish swimming in the shallow water had to suffer the heat of the autumn sun. Purpose. Although, as described in previous verse, unintelligent fish are not aware of the diminishing water, one may think these fish are still happy. According to the old proverb, ignorance is bliss. But even the ignorant fish are scorched by autumn sun. Similarly, although an attached family man may consider his ignorance of his spiritual life blissful, he is constantly disturbed by the problem of family life, and indeed his uncontrolled senses lead him into a situation of unrelieved anguish. So first we will discuss about Rath Yatra, Snan Yatra. Since we are celebrating that festival, today is Snan Yatra, the divine wedding festival. The Lord, the deity, this also known as Snan Purnima. Today is a full moon day of Jyeshtha month, last date of Jyeshtha Mahina, and today is Purnima. So this is considered a very auspicious wedding festival. Of course, it is the second biggest festival of Jagannath Puri. First, the biggest festival is Rath Yatra. Next to Rath Yatra, the Snan Yatra is second biggest festival of Jagannath Puri, Jagannath Temple. So, we will discuss how this Snan Yatra, divine wedding festival, takes place. You know, Maharaj Indradumna, he installed the deity Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra and Sudarshan on this particular day. Before, Jagannath Ji was worshipped as a Neel Madhav by Sabars. They were worshipping Neel Madhav, Trivanga Lalit Vigraha. But one point, Maharaj Indradumna, he make arrangement for carving the deity, three deity, for Sudarshan as well. And this particular day, Maharaj Indradumna arranged this wedding, Abhishek, Jala Abhishek. They were made, Abhishek was done. So in one sense, it is also considered the birthday, appearance day of deity, Jagannath deity, today, because this first day they started worshipping this deity. So, how the festival takes place? Early in the morning, right after Mangalarti, early in the morning, 4 o'clock, or even before the deity, Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra, they brought from the Garbhagriha to the Snan Vedi, bathing platform. Of course, they erect a mandap, very nice mandap there. So deity from Garbhagriha, deities are brought with a ceremonial procession. Means that when deity comes from Garbhagriha to Ratna Snan Vedi, Brahmana is that chanting auspicious Vedic mantra, different type of musical instrument they play, different type mantra, singing, dancing in this process. That it is completely very auspicious, ritualistic and ceremonial procession. The Lord Jagannath along with Baldev and Subhadra, they come, they go to Snan Vedi, Snan platform, bathing platform, or mandap also. And after reaching there, they install the, we must understand the Snan Vedi, length and breadth of Snan Vedi is 76 feet. Length and breadth, 76, really big altar. And it is good enough, even standing outside, visitor could have the clear view of the deity as well as altar. Outside, it was such a substantially high place, height of this Snan Vedi is there. So, from outside, by standing outside of temple, you can have the clear vision of the deity, Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra and Sudarshan. So, deities then another procession takes place, that is called collecting water. In northern side of the temple, in northern gate, there is a kuwa, well, known as Suna Kuwa, golden well. Again, the brahmanas, the priests, they fetch water, bring water, collect water from the Suna Kuwa, golden well, and they brought this well, kept for time being, the water is kept in the Bhog Mandap. And again, this is also ceremonial procession. Ceremonial procession means ritualistic procession. Brahmanas would chant specious mantra, devotee would chant kirtan, and different type of musical instrument they play, and the water, they fetch water and they bring to mandap, bhog mandap. And in that bhog mandap, the water is purified. The first, of course, is pure water, completely pure water. Golden well. But again, ritualistic it is, religiously it is purified. Especially, by purifying process, haldi, jav, chandan and flower, fragrance flower. And there, the water is put in 808 ghat pot. And then Brahman will purify the water, priest will purify the water. There would be haldi, haldi would be there, jav, unbroken rice, chandan and fragrant flower. Along with this thing, he will chant specious mantra in order to purify the water. And again, there is another procession from Bhog Mandap to the altar. Altar means Snan altar. Again, there would be another nice, very nice procession. Water, they will bring water from Bhog Mandap to the altar. Altar means Snan altar. And there, abhishek, jala abhishek. The in abhishek ingredient only they use water. Jala abhishek, that is the reason why this abhishek, this bathing is called jala abhishek. And after, during the abhishek, almost towards the end of abhishek, it appears that deity color has faded. They looks very dejected. All the three deity pujari feel that they are like looks like very dejected, udas dikhte hain, tino arth lagta hai something has gone wrong with DT. However, after bathing, jalabhishek, they dress Lord first in a sada dress, simple dress, and then the most opulent dress today, Jagannath put most opulent dress today, that is called hathi dress, hathi, elephant. Krishna and Balaram, their dress, they look like Ganesh, hathi. Ganesh ji has mouth of an elephant. And of course, Subhadra ji in the flower decoration. She is not made as a, she is not putting, accepting hathi dress. And then darshan, festivity, everything has happened. And towards the end of the ceremony, and people take darshan of hathi vesh, very nice vesh, opulent vesh, most opulent vesh of Jagannath ji. And pujari, they feel that something has gone wrong with the deity, Krishna, Balaram and Subhadra. They are not looking very happy. So they called Raj Vaidya, royal physician. So royal physician comes and he touches the pulse of all three different deity. It is said like and instantly he finds out that Lord is sick. First the devotee priest, they feel something has gone wrong with the deity, that looks very dejected, faded. And then, now no more going to the Garbhagriha, Sihansan temple. Rather, the deity are brought in the Sikh room, Ratna Vedi, in the temple itself, there are another room, in order to recuperate, just to recover health. No more public darshan, he has to confine himself, deity has to be confined themselves in a separate room, Sikh room. And then royal physician Raj Vaid prescribed the medicine for sickness. Lord is sick, certainly he fell ill, fever is there. So he prescribed, first he restricted about the eating habit of deity. Otherwise, chappan bhog and many, many times every day. But now, no more eating. Only water, fruit, and paneer, cheese, bas. For continuous 14 days, Lord could not eat anything. Only he has to, he is allowed to eat water, fruit, and cheese kahte na paneer, still it is opulent. And a special medicine, dashmool, there's different type of 10 roots, herbs, medicine, jadi booty. So out there, then the people will go to collect the herbs in different area, in forest, they will collect 10 different herbs, that called dashmool. And again the physician would prepare the medicine, and medicine will be administered to the Lord, all three different deity. And for continuous 15 days, no more darshan. However, by that time, for 15 days, for 2 weeks, devotee will go to Brahmagiri, Alalnath, because here they could not see the Lord. The Lord manifests there in Alalnath, which is Brahmagiri, called approximately 25 kilometers away from Jagannath temple. So most of it, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, during this period he called Anasar, Anavasar, this is not good time, very bad time, Anavasar. and not auspicious time. So devotee go take darshan of Alal Nath in Brahmagiri. And then after 16 day of course, for continuous 2 weeks Lord is sick. Therefore recovering his health, and once he is recovered his health comes, then first time Lord decides to go to the house of Mausi, auntie house, Masi Bari. Well, children, they were sick and now they have recovered the health, but still some weakness is there. The freely there, the deity goes to Masi Bari. Masi Bari means Gundicha. Gundicha, the wife of Maharaj Indradumna. Krishna has accepted the wife of Maharaj Indradumna Gundicha as his mausi. So no more in his own house, he goes to Masi Bari. They are complete for 7 days, stayed there nicely, playing nicely, eating everything nice, and then returns to. So we are celebrating this this yatra, snan yatra. We must know that snan bedi in the northeast side of Anand Bazar. If you have visited Jagannath Puri, you must be knowing the location of snan bedi. It is situated in northeast corner of a temple near Anand Bazar. There this ceremony, this festival takes place, and then Jagannath ji comes. This is very wonderful and unique pastime of this deity. Jagannath ji, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, that once a year they get sick also, because too much eating and today bathing hundreds of kalash, they pour water on the Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. That reason why they become sick, become cold. So this festival is called Jalabhishek, or otherwise Snan Yatra, divine wedding festival of Lord Jagannath. And today is last day of the month of Jyeshtha, Purnima also, full moon day, full moon night. This day. So this about, I would like to say something about Mukunda Datta also, and then we will start Bhagavatam. Mukunda Datta, one of the most confidential associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while he was mere child, getting education in the Pathshala school of Gangadas, at that time Mukunda Datta also, he was sahapathi. He was studying in the same school with the same guru, Gangadas. Gangadas was a guru. So from the very beginning of pastime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pastime, Mukunda Datta was there with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You know, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, so before taking sannyas, some certain very rare person were aware, they were knowing that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to take sannyas, and among them Mukunda Datta also was there. Gadadhar was knowing, Chandrasekhar was knowing, Mukunda was, or Nityanand Prabhu. This rare, very few persons were knowing. That reason why we know that Mukunda Datta, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking sannyas in Katwa, so Mukunda Datta was also there, and he prepared the festival for Parnalia process, arranged the Prishaha with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, took sannyas. And after taking sannyas, Mukunda Datta accompanied Chaitanya Mahaprabhu up to Jagannath Puri. Sannyas, sannyas. Gobind, Gadadhar, Gobind, Mukund and Nityananda. Five persons were with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Katwa. Of course, from Katwa, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Shantipur, and from Shantipur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath Puri. So, five persons were there with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this Mukunda Dutt was also there. Also, Mukunda Dutt, he was like every year, we know that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying in Jagannath Puri, every year, devotee from Navadvip, Mayapur, they would visit to Jagannath Puri to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And sometimes they remain for continuous 4 months. So Mukunda Dutt was also one of the regular visitor. Every single year, Mukunda Dutt came to Jagannath Puri in association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He spent 4 months, chatur months, and then he would return. And today is his disappearance. This is the day when Mukunda Dutt disappeared. So this in brief about Mukunda Dutt. Of course, it is described that Mukunda Dutt in a previous pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was displaying pastime of Sri Krishna in Braja, at that time he was also there present, one of the associates of Lord Krishna, Madhukanth, there are two, Kalakanth and Madhukanth. They were very nice singer. Madhukanth was really his kantha, throat was really very pleasing and sweet, and he was singing for Krishna here in Braja. The same Madhukanth appeared in Chaitanya Leela as Mukunda Dutt, and he was a very nice, best singer of the age. Many times it described that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there performing his Sankirtan Leela in the courtyard of Srivasi, then he was singing. Sometimes when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing, then he was the one to sing. And one very celebrated incident took place with one Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dressed himself as Lakshmi Devi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dressed himself as Lakshmi Devi, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing. And at that time, Mukunda was singing. Mukunda was singer, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancer. So he was a very nice, great singer, Mukunda Dutt. So a little briefly, we say about. Now we will discuss the Bhagavatam part. Sridhar Pandit also he disappeared. It was same Khola between Sridhar or another. So Sridhar ji, he was one of the most confidential and loving associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was very much devoted to Ganga ji. Every single day he was worshipping Ganga ji, Mother Ganga. And whatever he was earning, how he was earning his livelihood by selling banana tree leaf and banana product, means by the banana leaf, you know, leaf, and by the trunk of banana tree, they made different type of pot. So he was selling. That he was earning his livelihood. And whatsoever he was earning, 50% of his earning, every day he was spending worshipping Ganga ji. And very poorest person, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, poorest associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In his house there was one utensil, one lota, one katori made of iron. And iron, not a steel one, the raw iron. And if you have fortune to visit Jagannath Puri, when we in Jagannath Puri, Rajapur, Jagannath temple, just south of approximate 200 or 300 meter away from Jagannath temple in Rajapur, in Mayapur, his house is located, still his house, Kholvecha Sridhar. And every single day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was complaining that you are cheating people, you are earning a lot of money by selling this. So since you are charging other people price, high price, I am since Brahman, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I am Brahman, I have not enough money. So I beg you, please give me free of charge. And very happily he was sometimes, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's demand was so high, that I will take this one, that one, that one. So every day there was some bargaining, and not only bargaining as well, quarrel as well. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was complaining, you are richest person by the merchant selling and making a lot of profit. And one day, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's position was, he had conquered the Chand Kaji. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was like a king, his position, most prominent personality of the Navadvip. That particular day also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Sridharji, Sridhar Angad, and again he was bargaining. So he was one of the most confidential associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Of course, he was the poorest one. You can understand by selling the leaf, how many rupees you can earn. Simply selling the leaf, the leaf plates. So today is also his disappearance day. Okay, so Bhagavatam now, we come to the text. गाधवारी चरास्तापम अविदन सरत अर्कजम यथा दरिद्र कृपण कुटुंबी अविचतेन्द्रिय. हियर इट इज डिस्क्राइब, प्रीवियस वर्स डिस्क्राइब द फिश स्विमिंग इन द शैलो वाटर, सम रिजर्वायर लेक्स, दे आर वेरी लिटिल वाटर, नॉट डीप इनफ वाटर. So the fish were swimming in the shallow lake water, a lake but very, very small, not very deep water. So as soon as the rainy season is over, when autumn comes, then gradually, moment by moment, the level of water goes down, drying. But since the fish, they don't understand it, they are not aware that water is diminishing, water is decreasing day by day, moment by moment. Out of their foolishness, just as a foolish family man don't know that remaining duration of his life is diminishing, decreasing, moment by moment. This description is there in previous verse. A foolish householder, family member, out of his foolishness, completely engaged in household affair, household life, he is not aware that duration of his life is decreasing, diminishing, moment by moment. This is their pitiful condition of the person who is engaged with in household life. So, if somebody can think that, okay, his ignorance is not knowing about how the time is changing, so he must be in the bliss. A very much proverb in English, ignorance is
bliss. If down you are not aware with the problem, then you are like in bliss. So the grihastha, out of ignorance, they are not aware the changing, remaining, decreasing duration of their life. They must be very happy. But this verse, that you know, though they are ignorant about their spiritual life, but suffering is there. What is the suffering? So as we know in this chapter, the description is figuratively or allegorical. I mean, something is described, one thing is presented, described, and you have to understand a parallel meaning, other meaning. So here, gadhvari chara. Gadh means shallow water. The fish swimming in the shallow water, they tapam abindan, they experience the tap, suffering due to the sarat or kajam. Sarat, autumn, surya. They are scorched, they are heated by the rays, the heat of the sun, because they are living in the very small water, and the water is every single day decreasing. Level of water is going down. Yatha vari chara. So yatha daridra kripana kutumbi avichindriya. Similarly, a grihastha kutumbi, he is also suffering intense trouble in this material world, in this life. First of all, he is a daridra. Daridra means a very little money or poverty stricken. So he is a grihastha, daridra, nirdhan. He has no money. Tatra kvicha kripana. First of all, he is daridra, is nirdhan, he has no money. And then he is kripana, miserable. Miserable means a person complicated in the pursuit of wealth. Let's just pursue. We have to pursue. He have to get money. For that he is a very much troubled. He completed himself in the pursuit of the wealth. And then kutumbi. Kutumbi means kutumb, parivar. The person has many children, wife, family, old parents. You can consider, first of all, he is very much poor, he has no money, crippled, he has complicated himself in pursuit of the money, looking here and there. Beside that, kutumbi. He requires a lot of money to support his family. Not only few rupees, is not good enough for maintaining a big family. And beside ajitendriya, he has not controlled his senses. So you can understand here, sarat arkaja tapam, it describes the intensity of suffering of a grihastha. Especially, daridra, kripana, kutumbi and ajitendriya. So, not that he is ignorant about his spiritual life, he is not aware, then he must be very happy. No. Like you know, when in autumn season, if shallow water is there, very not deep enough, the fish living there, swimming in there, but heat of sun is there,
The water becomes hot. And in the hot water, the creature, fish are swimming. So they are experiencing tapam, tap, heat experience. Not only gradually it water goes down, so no more good enough water, and they no more swing here and there. Water goes down and night time or even the daytime. Other animal, dog, jackal, they come and they simply pick up those fish, they eat, they die. They are flopping, with very little water, there hot water, their fish is living there. Sometimes the bird is hovering just above and they drop, they jump and they pick up, take it away. So here yatha tapam abindan, a grihastha, a householder, especially if he is daridra, poor, crippled, and who has many family, many member in the family, many children, many sons, many daughters, old mother, father, parents, brothers. He has no money. He needs, requires a lot of money to support them. So, in this verse, describe the intensity of suffering of a grihastha. It's not very much pleasure. This fish is suffering in autumn season. In rainy season, they are very happy. Lot of water is there, deep water is there, swimming, playing. But they are foolishly, they don't, out of ignorance, they don't know that level of water is decreasing, diminishing, moment after moment, moment by moment. So here in Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami describes. Of course, this chapter describes the beauty of Vrindavan during the autumn season. So chapter basically describes the beauty of Vrindavan, especially during the autumn and rainy season. This is, I don't know what type of beauty this is. Certainly for fish, it's not very beautiful. No, the fish that are living in the deep water, like Kusum Sarovar, and there are lot of water is there, that is okay, but some shallow water lake, water is very small in that lake, in a kund, and gradually they lost their life. The grihastha suffer a sharp pain, unbearable suffering in grihastha life. Like those foolish fish swimming in shallow water to wash the end. They suffer, they are scorched by the sunlight, sun heat, and eventually they are died, or sometimes they are eaten by other animal, dog and jackass. They come, they take the fish and they eat. Or even not eating, the water is completely empty, dried, then they die because the fish, they could not remain alive without water, enough water. So I think I have covered. Previous verse talks about naiva vidan shiyamanam jalam gadha chale chara. Gadha chale chara. Gadha means limited, smart. Agadha means deep. Agadha. The fish living in agadha water, deep water, they are okay. But fish swimming in the shallow water lake, reservoir of kunda, certainly the intensity of suffering of grihastha life is described here. By describing the suffering of a fish who is living in a lake who has a very little water. So one day Mukunda Datta Prabhu was describing that here in this chapter, he and upade instruction is given. He instruction. That this here is he instruction. You have to give up that instruction. Don't be enthusiastic. Grihastha is very miserable, so I will become a grihastha. No, you have to refrain from becoming a grihastha because lot of problems there. And especially when you have not enough money to support your family. The family life without money is like hellish condition of life. Okay, here I should stop. We have any question or comment, please ask. Okay.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Dhanyavad Maharaj. For nice to describe it. So, the problem we understood from this verse about the family life. Now, please tell the remedy also, the solution. How the family life can be prosperous?
No, here, generally, that four situation is described. If you are grihastha and daridra, daridra, crippled, miser, means he doesn't want to spend money, miser, or miser who has complicated his life in pursuit of wealth. Always is running here and there just to get some money. Kutumbi. Kutumbi, very famous word. Kutumbi means parivar. Kutumbi means many members in your kutumba. And beside you are all vijit indriya. You have not conquered. Means lobhadi parah. Devoted to greed and other things. You have no money, lot of many member in the family is there, and you are very greedy. So in that condition, the misery, the grihastha life become extremely miserable. A grihastha suffer the unbearable distress in grihastha life. So here Sukadeva Goswami, of course, he is not prescribing what should be remedy, how a grihastha, if he is in this condition, grihastha, daridraha, kripanaha, kutumbi, avijitendriya, then it is impossible to get out from the suffering. Certainly, if he has maintaining this quality, this status, daridra, kripan, kutumbi, abhishtendriya, then he will suffer a sharp pain, unbearable pain, physical as well as mental anguish, extreme distress of mind and body, both.
But if Maharaj
if a Krishna conscious family has no money, daridra, and many people, how expect
how the grihasthi is going to give the pleasure. You can be happy by bhakti, that is separate matter. If a grihastha relishes the happiness, bliss of bhakti, that is due to bhakti, not that he is, because he is a grihastha, that is the reason. A Krishna conscious person experience relish the bliss of bhakti, not relish the bliss of grihasthi. Grihasthi, it is asannapi klesha asadeha. Asannapi klesha asadeha. Rishabdev described that deha. Kleshal only gives the klesh. So grihastha life, it gives only klesh. Who gives the klesh. Some grihastha, they relish the bliss of spiritual life due to the bhakti. Of course they are in a grihastha life, but they have borrowed, they have imported happiness from bhakti. Not that they have excused out bliss from that grihasthi, poor grihasthi. Is it clear? Even a grihastha could relish the bliss of bhakti, relish the bliss that is not due to the grihastha life, that he has borrowed, imported bhakti, bliss from other thing. So simply by then you can come to the conclusion, okay, I will remain in grihastha life, but I am also interested to borrow, I import bhakti from other, let's say, renunciation and other thing. That is okay. But grihasthi itself is not going to give any facility for your pleasure. It is designed in such a way to give only the troubled one. If you are fortunate enough, you can bring, import bliss from other means, renunciation, bhakti, tyag, and many things, you can earn your happiness. But remaining in, if we are thinking that I will screw out happiness from the grihastha life, especially in this condition, this poor condition, then it is not possible at all. Anything?
Even if there is austerity. But if not, you Grahastha, we serve the deity, we serve the spiritual master as much as possible in any condition. Prabhupada made a point of not making distinctions with his disciples, just like he didn't make a point of discriminating about the service. As he said, the cow serving no different than Radharani's service to the Lord. So that's how we have to see things from any position. But from the position we're in, you're going to have to navigate.
Thank you. Yeah. Here a specific description about like poverty stricken grihastha. Because comparison is the fish swimming in shallow water, small water. So she could not expect happiness. Gradually water is going. So similarly, grihastha, if you have a lot of money, maybe that is nice, very pleasing. But here description about daridra. Daridra means poor, right? Their life is really miserable. Extreme distress of body and mind, both. So here I am with this subject matter, Sukadeva Gosvami. Of course, this chapter describes the beauty of Vrindavan during autumn and rainy season. It is difficult for me. I couldn't digest what beauty is this one. The fish, they are scorched by the heat. Water is completely become hot. They are living there. It's very small water, little water there. They could not go down. The water has become hot, and the dogs are waiting. They are waiting for eating, and they sometimes go near. Is that not mud is there? They go there, pick up, they eat. So you can hear Sukadeva Gosvami describe the it's an allegorical description. Something is described and some other parallel meaning you have to understand. Description of suffering of mean. Fish is described, who is living, swimming in shallow water. And then, for some reason, Sukadeva Gosvami remembers Grihastha who has not enough money to maintain the family. How the poor Grihastha flapping here and going here and there. Anyhow, let us next chapter, next verse is maybe some different way. So here I should stop. Granthas Srimad Bhagavatam ke.